You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Cody Drabble, filling in for Beth Ruyak. In 1990, the TV show Twin Peaks dominated water cooler chat in the same month that East and West Germany agreed to merge their economies and NASA launched the Hubble's telescope. Twin Peaks captured America's imagination for two seasons and kept millions of people wondering who killed Laura Palmer. For this week's sound advice, Hey Listen host Nick Bruner has stopped by with some songs in the key of David Lynch. Nick, how you doing?
Oh, man, listen to that setup. This really is a public radio station.
Well, why are we talking about Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks returned to TV after 26 years, man, and it was one of my favorite shows all pretty much since I found out what it was when I was 10 years old.
You were 10?
I was 10 when that show ended. Well, 11 when it ended, I guess. But man, it's stuck in my subconscious forever. And as one of my best friends in high school and I, we used to watch it from the video store where we both worked. By the time I got to college,
a video store
when they existed. And then I bought the first season on DVD after I heard Terry Gross talking to David Lynch, I think back in 2001 or so. And it's been a part of my life ever since. And I'm so stoked that it's back.
Did you dive into the new series right away or are you rewatching the originals to catch up?
I started watching the new series right away. And I'll tell you, man, about episode two, I was looking around for gorillas because that is a banana factory. I was really kind of like not expecting a lot because 26 years and nostalgia, you know, the people just have so much pressure on these things that they loved. Sometimes it just comes out lame. And I haven't found that to be the case. It's really true to the original.
I'm a big X-Files fan. I was not a big fan of the X-Files reboot. It seemed a little hollowed out.
Mm-hmm.
But I did rewatch the first three episodes of the original Twin Peaks to refresh my memory, and I can report with confidence that it is still really weird.
Absolutely. I loved all the questions. Absolutely.
Most people associate David Lynch's work with captivating visuals and surreal plots, but what is it about the sound of David Lynch's work that ties it all together for you?
Two things. There's the soundtrack itself, which is full of industrial noise and just this ominous kind of sense of foreboding and doom. And then there's this music, the scores that jump all over the place. And by and large, with this cut that we're going to listen to, Angelo Badalamenti, the composer of the Twin Peaks soundtrack.
And he's back for the new season.
He is a huge part of what makes a David Lynch production a David Lynch production.
Let's give it a little listen. Familiar to everybody?
Absolutely.
So your next pick is a song by David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
Both David Bowie and David Lynch express a strong point of view in their respective bodies of work. What's the connection here?
Well, David Bowie had a small but captivating role in the Twin Peaks movie Fire Walk With Me as Special Agent Philip Jeffries. He's in about one scene, a stark white suit before he just disappears, and that's part of the mystery. So I think that was the initial connection between Bowie and Lynch. Bowie returned to the soundtrack for Lost Highway, which turns 20 years old this year. Trent Reznor produced the soundtrack. Bowie's a big hero of the man behind Nine Inch Nails, so I think that's another one of the reasons that this song, which is an edit for this movie specifically, is on the soundtrack. This is I'm Deranged, the reprise.
Funny how secrets travel on. I start to believe if I were to bleed.
So is Lost Highway your favorite Lynch film or is there something else?
It is my favorite film. It's the Onion AV Club yesterday just described it as one of his most impenetrable, and I would agree. Critics and fans alike were kind of like lukewarm to it when it came out, but man, on the heels of being in love with Twin Peaks when I was in high school, I just this one just really spoke to me. First one that came out in the theaters, I think, when I was able to recognize what that meant.
Your next pick is from Chromatics. Tell me a little about it.
Chromatics. This is a song that had been released in 2015. Here and there, they were teasing a new record that hasn't gotten made. It'll actually come out later this year, I believe. And I was amazed to find out that the Chromatics are a part of the new Twin Peaks series. They're performing in the Bang Bang Bar, and they're playing this song at the end of season two.
Take me down.
It sounds like some synth-heavy post-punk, maybe a little Joy Division, a little New Order in there.
Sure. It also sounds like Julie Cruz, who is famous for being part of the Twin Peaks, just performing in that exact setting, singing these moody cabaret songs.
I'm speaking with Hey Listen host Nick Bruner about songs in the key of David Lynch. David Lynch doesn't just collaborate with artists. He's a musician in his own right.
Yeah, absolutely. He's released two records on Sacred Bones Records, and they're, as you'd expect, weird and moody and dark, and that includes this cover of Bob Dylan's The Ballad of Hollis Brown.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town with his wife and five children and his cabin broken down.
I want to point out that that also is an indicative style of David Lynch's soundtracks, too. That sort of heavy, blues, slow, deliberate beat. That's the skeleton that you kind of drape every other sound over. That continues in the new Twin Peaks series as well and can be found all over his soundtracks, including Lost Highway.
So we're looking ahead to a three-day weekend. Some folks are going to go outside and have barbecues. Maybe other people will beat the heat and stay inside and catch up on David Lynch.
I certainly will be, because I abhor the sun.
What is in your, let's say, top three of David Lynch films?
Fire Walk With Me, Lost Highway, and I really like The Straight Story. His only G-rated endeavor. I haven't watched it in forever, but it's a lot of fun.
I'm going to go with Mulholland Drive, which is the first complex movie that I feel like I sort of got. Inland Empire, which is underappreciated.
Also hard to watch.
That too.
For me.
And Dune. Dune is not perfect, but especially for fans of the book, but it's still really fun with some funky 80s special effects.
Kyle MacLachlan still loves it. He talks about it on Twitter all the time.
And we've got one last pick. What is it?
Yes, we do. This one is a cover of by the Pixies of the Lady in the Radiator song at the end of Eraserhead called In Heaven.
In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. In heaven, everything is fine. You got your good thing, and I've got mine.
Very cool. One little bit of David Lynch trivia I found when I was researching for this segment. He turned down offers to direct Return of the Jedi.
Yes, he did.
And Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That one I didn't know, but Return of the Jedi was a fun little tidbit. Think of that.
Some parallel universe out there, we could go to an actual video store and rent the David Lynch version of a Star Wars movie and an 80s high school comedy.
That's, I believe, what led him to Dune, in fact. He said he wanted to make his own kind of sci-fi movie.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for stopping by for sound advice.
My pleasure.
You can go to capradio.org/insight for more information. And that's Insight for today. I'm Cody Drabble, in for Beth Ruyak. Tune in tomorrow for the very first edition of Insight Music, a monthly special of exclusive live performances and interviews with local artists and bands. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Chris Remington, me, Cody Drabble, and Caitlin Flaws. We got help from Jonathan Iestis and Marnette Federis. Our technical director is Mark Jones, and our executive producer is Joe Barr.